Coach, back at it. One preseason game under everybody's belt. How are the position battles shaping up heading into the next week?
Doing well.
You got Studer.
I guess that means I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about position battle, right?
Okay.
You got Studer back today. Impressions of how he looks and how he's coming along.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks fresh. He's he passed the conditioning test and got himself ready to go. And so yeah, good to see him back out there.
What do you want to see improvement-wise from week one to week two?
Just want to keep getting better. I want to keep playing good football. We had a lot to clean up. A lot. I knew there would be. There always is. So a lot of things that we need to do better. And so we're just back at work. You know, it's back into camp mode. And really, it's more about preparing for the season and us and the drills and the fundamentals and the basics of what we want to be good at. And that's really what I'm after.
After the game, you're Christian Fresh. You named a few guys that you thought stood out in the game. After having a chance to really look at the tape, what did you see as far as guys that stood out on that session?
That's what I saw. I mean, I laid it out there after the game pretty well. That's how I saw it. Like I said, there's a lot, that we look at that, we're always striving for better and more. And so we took a hard look at it. We made our corrections, and we're way past that.
Is there a biggest area to clean up? You mentioned the areas to clean up. Is there one that stands out the most or one that was more glaring?
No, there's a long list.
Okay.
Long list of things need to be better, but that's the case every week.
Considering the relationships you forged in Minnesota as a player with guys like Denny Green and Dungy and Billick, how much did that shape you in terms of being a head coach?
Quite a bit. I mean, quite a bit. Obviously, Denny made a huge impression on me. Loved playing for Denny. Tony Dungy, I consider him a mentor. He really was instrumental in me even thinking about coaching, considering coaching. The times there, Brian Billick, met there and then went on. He hired me in Baltimore. And we had the chance to get together there. So, Mike and I met as players there. So, yeah, a lot. It's very deep there. Had four really good years there.
A lot of times you see in the first preseason game, you see some sloppiness with penalties, especially pre-snap. You didn't have any pre-snap penalties the other night. Nobody jumped off sides. How encouraging was that to see?
It's a good start. We want to eliminate that as much as we can. We're not going to be perfect, but we're going to strive, to eliminate that part and to make sure that we're giving ourselves a chance to sustain high performance.
You talk about how maybe Trent Richardson has performed since starting practicing. Trent Richardson. Can you talk about how he's
progressing? He's working. He's working at it, doing well. His attitude's been good. His eagerness has been good, and I feel like that's the way the team's been working right now.
A couple of receivers in the game had a lot of catches. Like one of them was Bryce Butler. What did he show you that will shape how you view him going forward?
I thought Bryce was good the other night. How will that shape what we do? I mean, guys that do well get more. Guys that don't do as well get less. It's really pretty cut and dry. I mean, we're going to want to look at more of guys that do well and do good things with the reps they get. So I thought he did. I thought he had a nice showing.
What were your impressions of Marv Edwards on Friday? It seemed like he struggled at first early
on.
Would you say that?
Yeah. He'll play better. I mean, I think he's learning what it looks like at this level. There's no lack of desire on his part, but we think he'll be a much more effective player as he grows up.
What do you think of Jamarcus Webb out there in the game playing guard and how he did?
I thought our line was pretty solid. Yeah, I mean, if we looked at it, there are things that we know we'll do better as we go forward. But as far as building the cohesiveness of that unit, I think they've taken steps in that direction.
I didn't see Holford out there. Did he re-injure? What was wrong with him before, or is it a new thing?
Yeah, he wasn't able to go today. So, he's tending to his business, getting himself right.
Thank you.